This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, welcome to CarmCast episode 090. That's number 90. It's time to get lean with your processes and procedures and the basics of organizing your shop for optimal performance. This is another why and how CarmCast, and it's repurposed from our live broadcast. I recommend you watch the video so you can see the incredible organization strategies Craig Caudell has implemented at Fine Tuned Auto in Erie, Colorado. Use this as a template for your shop. Head to the CarmCast page or remarkableresults.biz/CC090 and watch the video and find the key talking points for this episode and use that as a great meeting agenda. This episode is supported and brought to you by Broadly. And remember, we are nailing the hot topics and trends that are making waves in our industry. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It's Carm Capriotto, and it is another CarmCast. And this is part of that series that I continue to do called the Why and How series. And today we're talking about improving your capabilities and processes. And we say, get lean. And it's all about lean process management. I'd like you to meet my guest, Craig Caudill from Fine Tune Auto, the manager out at the Erie, Colorado location. Hello, Craig.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, I'm great, man. Now, Craig is extremely qualified to be here. He's got a lot of experience having worked for Hennessy, right?
Yes.
And implementing lean and bringing all that that great Hennessy equipment to the field that I think we've known for forever. And now you're managing Kenny Wedow's brand new location in Erie, Colorado.
Absolutely. We're excited.
And so that everyone knows and understands that we did a shop tour of this beautiful shop in Aftermarket Weekly episode 47. And I want you to go there and see. You're not going to appreciate what we're going to show you to the depth that the shop tour will show you. I want to talk about our great sponsor for this show, Broadly. Now, are you seeing auto shops in your area get hundreds of five-star reviews? And are you feeling kind of left behind because your shop only has a few? Well, hey, look, Broadly is your answer to getting more online reviews. Now, with more reviews, your business will rank higher in search results, and that means more customers coming into your shop every day. Broadly helps you automatically request reviews so that your customers can promote your business with just one click. Now, when you immediately ask for a review after service, when the experience is still fresh in their mind, you're more likely to get a five-star positive review. Plus, asking for feedback makes your customer feel valued and more connected to your business. Now, isn't that what you want, a connected customer? Hey, see how Broadly can help you grow your shop on the web at getbroadly.com/carm and learn more. Please visit getbroadly.com/carm. Craig, so happy you're here, my friend. He brought pictures. He brought knowledge. How do you want to start? You want to talk about lean, or you want to start showing some pictures? What do you want?
Lean is essentially based off of the Toyota production system. Lean is all about eliminating waste in your processes. Waste is anything that does not add value to the customer's experience. 7 essential wastes in lean. The first being motion. Any excessive motion that, you know, your techs are doing, your riders are doing, when they're away from their workstation, they're not producing anything of value for the customer. So one of the ways we cut down on that here, we use instant messaging through our shop management system. Our techs send, I've got one right now on my screen. Techs send us messages telling us, you know, the inspection is complete, my diagnosis is complete. So you can instantly, you know, switch over from what you're doing to the work order to, you know, address the customer need.
Because now all the information is there and you can't act on it if you didn't know.
Yes. And it eliminates the tech walking up to the front desk, you know, away from their workstation. So they can immediately move from that diagnosis to another vehicle that they're working on. They don't waste. And I mean, I realize we're talking, you know, a matter of minutes, but still every minute counts in a shop. We all know that.
I think if we all stopped for a moment, Craig, and I trust me, I bet you've done this, and we started to do time studies on stuff, we would realize, oh my we've got to fix this. And how do we fix it? Well, you've got to adopt that lean process, you know, Kaizen, continual improvement mentality. And I had a chance to see a warehouse years ago, 20 years ago, that was implementing this. Every pallet was painted on the floor. That's where they were. The ladders were in a certain place. And we started to ask questions, and they said, do you know how much time we spent looking for stuff?
Exactly. Anytime you're going to implement lean in a shop, you're going to need to start with a 5S event. 5S is another part of TPS as far as the production, and it's got five essential tenets to it. You start with sort. So essentially, you break out everything that you have in the shop and see if it's absolutely necessary. I know we've all got, you know, that wiring harness laying around that, you know, we think we might use. It's just excessive clutter. And then you move on to set in order. So once you have all of your essential items identified, you're going to set them in order.
Let's bring up one of those slides. There you go.
Every piece of our shop equipment is got a specific place that it goes back to its home every night or when it's not in use. So that prevents waste of time with my technicians when they're, you know, when they're looking for the transmission jack or a pole jack or, you know, a jack stand. They're not, you know, it brings no value to the customer for you to be walking around the shop for 10 minutes looking for equipment that you should know exactly where it is. So every piece of our shop equipment has its place, and I do a 5S walk every night at the end of the day to make sure that everything goes back in its place. You can also barely see in the slide up there, there is a picture of that area.
I see it, yes.
So that picture shows me, or shows anybody, it gives anyone the capability to walk through there and see how that area is supposed to be.
Let me ask you a question, Craig. I pull the drain container, I wheel it over, I do an oil drain transmission, whatever. When I'm done with that, I don't leave it here because I think I'm going to do another job. Do I take it right back to his home?
Our lube tanks, our GSs, they keep theirs at their station throughout the day because that's all they're doing is oil changes all day long. But our line technicians, if they're doing, you know, a transmission, you know, drain and fill or a pan or anything like that, they will wheel it back over there once they're done and wheel it back when it's necessary. Because if it's just sitting at their station, it's clutter. It's unnecessary to be there.
You know, I'm pretty impressed with the number of equipment, identical pieces of equipment that you have, like these jack stands, but they've got a home.
Yes. Yeah. Everything has a home. You can see even the four little jack stands that we have over there are labeled home.
What's the idea of cordoning off with the white red tape?
It's just an identifier. It's a visual marker for, you know, it keeps everything in its exact spot. There's just enough area for those four jack stands to be in that spot.
I see. They have, that's their home. That's where they live. That's their address, if you will. And the picture on the wall shows what it should look like at the end of the day.
And then in 5S, the third one would be shine. So after everything is in its place and, you know, where it's supposed to be, then we're going to clean. And cleanliness is a tenet of ours that we've all been in dirty shops. They're uncomfortable to work in. They don't present well to the customers. We want our shop environment to be one where we could walk a customer back there and they feel, you know, like they're still up in our waiting room, our showroom.
So what you mean is it's non-negotiable. It has to be clean.
It is non-negotiable. We clean our shop. It's constant. My lube technicians, if the floor is dirty after a job, they mop that bay. It's not wait till the end of the day. It's immediate.
It must be part of your culture. It must be ingrained.
Yes. And moving on in the 5S's, the next would be standardize. That is building all of these processes and SOPs so that your technicians don't ever have to question, hey, what am I supposed to be doing right now? They already know. So that's another waste elimination right there. They're not wasting time standing around going, well, I'll wait until, you know, Craig comes back here and tells me what to do.
When you bring on someone new, Craig, and they want to wait for Craig, I mean, what's the level of indoctrination into the 5S's that they get?
It was a challenge at first when we first opened the shop because everybody came from different environments and, of course, different backgrounds. But once they saw the value in it, it was very, very easy to implement. No one likes wasting time or wasting money or anything else. So once we built that culture within the shop, when you bring somebody else in new, it's already, you know, it's kind of they learn it through osmosis, because it's just the way that the shop runs, and they kind of, you know, fall in line almost, you know, immediately.
They probably never want to go back to the old way, whatever the old way was, wherever they worked. They probably love the structure and the environment.
Yeah. It seems kind of, you know, militaristic or whatever. You know, it's very, very, very structured. But at the same time, I think people, you know, enjoy that in a work environment. They don't want to be questioning, you know, well, is, you know, what's my day going to be like today? Or, you know, it changes, you know, from day to day. No, our guys know exactly what it's going to be like every day when they come in.
You've got more pictures to show, and I want everyone to realize the level of organization that this place has. And I'm sure you can tell us all the benefits of that.
Absolutely. We have our parts returns and cores. They're all labeled specific to the parts suppliers. So when my parts delivery drivers come in, they see exactly what's going to be returned or what's a core, and it's in their section. They know it's their part, and so they grab it up. So I don't have, you know, cores and returns, you know, getting lost, because that's another waste. That's just, and then wasted excessive inventory. They come in, grab their stuff, and it goes right back on our account.
Perfect. What was the final five, the fifth S?
The fifth S is sustain. So that goes back to, it's a cycle.
So here's another great picture. And are those prices there?
Those are inventory rims. They're actually barcodes. They're what the retail prices are on the filters.
Isn't that a little overdone? Because those prices could change, yes?
Those prices could change, but that is from Advance. They come in and replace those stickers anytime that there's a price.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, okay, they're doing that for you. I see. Oh, that's smart. So they could probably quickly take an order through the barcode too, right?
Yep. And that's how they come in and order. So, and then plus they know if a product's missing, because there is a sticker right in front of it. There should be a product for every sticker there that matches the barcode. So it's easy on our part suppliers when they come in to order. They don't waste a lot of time. We don't have a lot of waste as far as our inventory turnover goes, because everything has its exact place on the shelf.
Wow. Great and highly organized. Again, let's look at some chemicals here. The same thing.
Literally everything in this shop has a place at its home.
Pinch me. It's so organized. Wow. And it, once you get this thing set up, Craig, and your people are putting the parts away, it probably becomes second nature that it's just got to be clean and organized.
It does. It's visual. When you walk into our parts room, once you've been here a while, you know exactly what you're looking for and where it's going to be. You're not spending time, you know, I don't have, you know, 100 different types of coolant on the shelf, and they're all not shuffled around. They're actually all set up into they have their own section as far as domestic and Euro and Asian vehicles. We even, you know, organized down to that level.
Great. Again, everyone, Carmcast on the whys and the hows of how to improve your world. And we're talking lean process management with Craig Caudill, the manager out at the Erie location of Fine Tuned Automotive. If you'd love to see a full-blown tour of this place with Kenny Weddow, you can see that on Aftermarket Weekly episode 47. Now, the seven wastes in lean processes, you brought that with you too. Let's talk about that.
I think we kind of covered motion as far as that's one of the big wastes, especially in a shop. The second is inventory. If you've got excessive inventory, you're not bringing any value to the customer with stuff that, you know, if you've got, like I said, we don't have a million different kinds of coolant on the shelf. We've got our top six, top seven that we move all the time. So if I have a specialty coolant that I need to have in, I'm not going to stock, you know, 3 gallons of that for, I don't know, the BMW blue coolant that we might use, once a month, once every 2 months or something like that.
That's a non-issue. You're just going to get that delivered.
Yeah, I'm just going to get that delivered because if it's on the shelf, it's taking up valuable real estate that could be utilized by something that I do turn over, constantly throughout the week. So excessive inventory, and plus there's inventory carrying costs that we all know that if it's sitting on the shelf, it's already paid for.
It's an investment. It's an investment that's got to turn.
Yes, it's got to turn, because if it's just sitting there, it's wasted money. The third kind of crucial waste is waiting. So how we eliminate that is we have our technicians input into the system precisely the parts that they need so that there's no confusion when our advisors go to order their parts through WorldPack or Advance or whoever we're ordering it through. It gets put in the system, it gets ordered immediately, and then we update the lead time in the management system to let our technicians know, hey, this is when the order was placed. This is when we're expecting those parts to be delivered. So they're not, you know, twiddling their thumbs, they're moving on to something else. If there's going to be, you know, a lead time on a part, if it's a day or 2 days or whatever it's going to be, that car is going out and a new car is coming in to its space.
Great pointers. Number four.
Number four is defects. So in the shop environment, defects are going to be comebacks, essentially. So anytime that you have a vehicle come back into the shop, the customer is not going to be paying for that time that the car has come back, because they've already received a delivered car that they expected to be fixed right the first time. You've got, you know, another hour or 2 hours of a technician taking a look at something that should have been fixed right the first time. So that's just another waste.
Are you saying that you do the research in depth? What happened? Was it the part? Was it us? Are you tracking comebacks, defects?
Yeah, we categorize our defects as far as whether it was a parts warranty issue or it was, you know, a legitimate comeback where we either misdiagnosed the vehicle. We have a Q-tip board outside. Q-tip is kind of an acronym for the four key metrics that we measure here. It's quality, delivery, inventory, and productivity. So the Q in the shop area back there is zero, equal to or less than zero comebacks per day.
Got it. Okay.
So every day that's tracked, and if we do have a legitimate comeback, it's we either color the square green or red for each day. So if there's a red mark up there, we had a comeback that was actually attributed to something that we did here at the shop.
Okay, great. Number five.
Number five is overproduction. What that is doing more than what the customer has requested. We do digital video inspections here, and that is value added to the customer because they get to see, you know, any issues that they might not be aware of with the vehicle. Now, when we get into those inspections, we're not testing every system in the car. We're not, you know, checking, you know, to make sure that their radio presets are right or anything like that. Those are things that don't add value to the customer. It's really the safety issues and the maintenance issues with their vehicles that we address during the digital.
Okay, all right.
So the sixth one would be transportation. And that goes mostly to movement of vehicles in the shop. Once we have a vehicle in, we try to diagnose the vehicle, get all the parts ordered, and everything done in a single day. Because if you're moving cars in and out of the shop, shuffling them around all the time, that's wasted time and energy of your technicians. So one of the key tenets to that is an accurate diagnosis the first time. You know, identifying every issue with the vehicle so that we can get all the proper parts ordered.
Does a tech have two bays under his responsibility or just one?
Yeah, line technicians have two bays and our GSs have one shared bay.
Got it. Okay. Number seven on lean wastes.
That is over-processing. That is more on the management side of things. You don't want to develop processes that are so complex that, you know, your tech has to break out, you know, a bullet point sheet every time that they do, you know, an individual task in the shop. You want to simplify everything down to its key elements and keep it that way. Don't overthink and don't overprocess as far as that goes.
And probably figure out that some of us can make these decisions, or, you know, we can complete the issue, the task on our own because we're smart people.
Trust your talent that you have in the back. You were talented enough to hire them, so trust them and their abilities. Don't step on their toes.
Cool. Now we have two more slides that you brought. Let's bring up the second last one. And not everyone may be able to see this, but it's a computer screenshot. Tell us about it.
This is our management system that we use. It has every work order that's in the shop or completed, and they all have flags. The green check mark essentially means that the work is authorized. So our technician's not questioning, hey, I wonder if they've sold that job yet or not. They can instantly pull up on their home screen whether, you know, what all is authorized on the job and what's been deferred. The square check, or the square with the check mark in it, just means that the inspection has been completed. That means our advisors are probably working on an estimate at that time on those. They also have flags, whether they're drop-offs, waiters, they are prioritized for the technicians as well.
And then the next slide.
That is our instant messaging system. You can see on there, as soon as I authorized the work order for that, it'll pop up a message instantly on my technician's screen. It will pop up in front of anything that you're looking at on the screen to tell you. He can see now that that work order for Mr. Monroe was authorized, and he can go ahead and carry on with the work.
Is this part of your shop management system or something separate?
It's part of the shop management system.
Great. Wow. So let's sum this up, Craig. Excellent job so far. I love that you kept it tight. You kept it focused on our industry because, of course, lean, seven wastes, and the five S's is big stuff for big companies. How great it is that you brought this into Fine-Tune Automotive. Now, how can lean help us improve profitability?
Lean is about eliminating waste, and waste is time, money, and like I said, once you boil everything down to what is the key element that is going to bring value to the customer, bringing value to the customer is something that they're willing to pay for. So if it's something that a customer is not willing to pay for, then we're not getting paid for it. So,
you know, I've heard shop owners say, wouldn't it be so nice if during those first 6 hours of the day, we were so darn productive. We billed a lot of hours. We were very efficient, less walks, less time doing things. And a customer comes in, possibly a new customer or a loyal legacy customer, and says, hey, something came up. And you've got time at the end of the day to take them because you did so many things right earlier.
Yeah, we measure our shop efficiency. We actually, our goal on our QDEP board as far as productivity for our technicians is to complete at least 90% of the work that comes, that is sold during the day. So we try to get 90% of any of the work. We try to have less than 10% carryover to the next day.
That's a great goal. It's a great goal. What, any other final words on this that we, maybe the words of encouragement, Craig, is how do I start?
It seems like a very complex thing to do when you've been doing it a different way for so long, but it's not. Don't be intimidated by it. Do a little bit of research on 5S, maybe, because that's the first place to start. It's to kind of 5S your shop. And then once you see the benefits of that with, you know, less wasted time looking for, you know, tools and safety even. So, I mean, we don't have any downtime because of, you know, injured technicians because they tripped over something that's not, you know, in its place. There are, you know, multiple benefits to implementing lean into your shop environment. Don't be intimidated.
Don't be intimidated. Read a book or two if you have to. Watch a video or two. But, you know, anyone, if we could bring up that picture, the first picture that we had again, I'd love to be able to see that and show that and show the simplicity of being able to do stuff like this, Craig. I don't think you have to be a lean black belt, a Six Sigma black belt in lean in order to do stuff like this to start.
Just start with simple steps, simple organization of your shop, and you'll see the benefits immediately.
Wow. Thank you so much. Craig Caudill from Fine-Tune Automotive, the manager there with a lot of experience and background in lean from his previous jobs. And of course, he's from Kenny Weddo's Fine-Tune Automotive out in Erie, Colorado. And if you want to see the full shop tour, Aftermarket Weekly, episode 047. And when I saw that tour, that's when I realized that we should hold this episode. So that it was really impressive. Hey, thanks for all your great hard work and for being here with us on Carmcast 90.
Thanks for having me, Carm. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.